you have run for a seat on the school board before, and now you're throwing your hat in the ring again. Why have you decided to jump into to this position?
My life has taken a little bit of a change in the sense I don't have children in the school district now. So, you know, that sort of empty nester, you have a little bit more time for some civic duty. And the other thing is, truly, I've now been part of the school district for the last 2 years as a district-wide nurse. And so I really think now that I've left that position, I even have a better understanding of some of the strifes that the school district has. And I feel like with my experience in healthcare, in administrative role, and with budgetary and working with different stakeholders, I can bring that type of skill to the school board.
What sorts of things were you noticing in that role that are kind of lighting fire within you about running for this office?
Yeah. Well, one thing I definitely now understand being part of the school district is that there's no healthcare understanding, but I feel like the staff and the families and the students need that, whether it's mental health, physical health, even like the buildings and infection prevention and just awareness. But having that knowledge, I mean, we all remember the days here in Sitka where Dr. Connolly sat on that school board for a long time and he brought that to the district. I'm not saying there aren't other individuals within the district, because we have wonderful counselors that have like that mental health approach. And, you know, there's some of the people, some of the staff that are within the district that serve as volunteers with the fire station or different things like that. But I think I bring that piece to the board and to the school district.
As far as the rest of your experience, can you talk a little bit more about how that would inform your work on the board?
So I've been a nurse for over 30 years, and, you know, I started on the floor, and, you know, I've worked myself. I've been a manager, and I've been an administrator. I was the director of nursing over at Sitka Community Hospital. I was very instrumental with that smooth merging of the sale of Sitka Community Hospital into Search Consortium. And then I served as the chief nursing officer at MIMC for 2 years and through COVID. And that in itself was really, you know, a lot of stakeholders coming together and trying to on both sides, to make sure that we're doing what's best for our community. I should say, though, I know that there is a very steep learning curve to being on a school board and, you know, learning the other stakeholders within Alaska State, you know, with the Alaska State School Board Association. And I look forward to, if I'm elected, learning those networking. And I do have a son, Edward Richards, that was really involved with OSOG and in that political realm, in the school board realm. And so I will tell you, he also was like, come on, Mom, you need to do it.
You know, you're serving on the board right now. Should you be reelected to a full term, what would some of your goals be?
And I gotta say, I'm not really going in there with an agenda. I mean, because I think that's the best way to learn, especially in a steep learning curve, you know, because it's not something I've done. But I am going in with that knowledge of how our school system functions right now. And what are some of the concerns of staff? What are some of the concerns of families? And it's pretty broad spectrum. So it's nice going into the board knowing that. Now, I do have an eye for detail as a nursing professional. Policy and procedure is very important to me. Following our policy or revising our policies so that that we can follow a policy, I think is really important, because that gives people something to refer to. So I guess if I was going in with, I don't know, an agenda, for lack of a better word, it's, you know, policy and procedure, you know, and then just starting to understand the budget and trying to help just be part of a process of a sound budget.